South Wales. The workforce accounts for 12% of the town's population. In September, the company admitted it had secured taxpayer cash to transition to cheaper, greener production. Our reporter Adele Robinson is in Port Talbot.
I remember speaking to workers before Christmas who described it as being part of their DNA, part of their blood. Tata Steel employs 8,000 across the UK, so 3,000 jobs is more than a third of their workforce.
Former Greater Manchester Police Detective and whistleblower Maggie Oliver believes there are several cases where women are targeted when they stand up to police. Danica Stewart says she was told to withdraw a complaint after being strip searched. The force says it can't comment until a review concludes. New Ofsted policy will see school visits in England paused if staff show signs of distress. Inspectors will also have completed mandatory mental health training by March following the death of headteacher Ruth Perry last January. Japan's hoping a successful moon mission later will move us from the era of landing where we can to landing where we want to. Its lander hopes to make the most precise arrival yet. Jordan Henderson's former Saudi club aren't happy with his departure, saying they demand complete commitment from their players and staff. The England midfielder's contract at El Etifak was terminated in order for him to move to Ajax on a deal until 2026. Sports business analyst Professor Simon Chadwick says LGBT plus charities had concerns about Saudi's human rights record.
Even at the start of 2018, women couldn't drive cars, for example. Women couldn't even go to sport events. So we're in the midst of change, and I think it is important for us to scrutinise and to challenge Saudi Arabia.
And that's the latest from the Sky News Centre. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
This is Phoenix FM. Thanks very much to Tanya.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for today. I think it's turning. Now, I've got my gloves on in the studio. I'll tell you more about those in a second. Now, it's just coming up to 10 o'clock, just after 10 o'clock, rather. Sunny and light winds, 4 degrees, going down overnight to about possibly minus 3. But the good news is tomorrow it's going to be 6 degrees and it'll only go down to 3 degrees overnight. So Sunday will be 12 degrees and as we get to Monday it'll be 15 degrees. Oh!
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Good morning, it's Friday, yeah. Good morning, Friday. Good morning to you lot out there. I hope that you're going to have a fantastic day. If it's a business day, I hope it's a busy day for you. If you've got an interview coming up, I hope it goes well. Keep nice and positive. You can do this. Yes! Get on with Friday, whatever you're doing. You got me for the next 3 hours. Thanks to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance for The Breakfast Show and that 90s feature that he does, which I'm singing as I get into the studio. It's fab. So you got me for the next couple of hours here with my gloves on. Now, I got a pair of fingerless gloves. Now, you might think to yourself, what's the point of fingerless gloves, Michelle? But the thing is, I don't like, to be honest, I'm wearing them now and it's keeping my palms and my wrists and my hand warm, but my fingers, see? There we go. I can move them around and type and do everything. So when I got in the car, this morning, it's going to be really cold. So I got in the car and then I went, oh, hold on a minute. I got these for Christmas. So I ran back in and then I put them on and then I was looking at them going, well, this is a bit of a liberty. There's two odd gloves. How dare she, Nancy? How dare she? Two odd gloves. I mean, they're lovely because these are cashmere as well. I don't know why she got me so lovely, lovely cashmere. I thought I'd already got them covered in petrol this morning. Anyway, oh, they're too smell of petrol. Anyway, when I looked, I had one of the gloves on upside down because they've got the thumb hole and then they've got the hole for your fingers, but your fingers and your thumb are free. And they're in bright fuchsia pink, which I love. I love fuchsia pink. So, and they're great. So I'm wearing them today in the studio and it just takes the chill off. What happened last night, because you know I haven't got any heating, the boiler people, they turned up yesterday. They've come back with a very good quote. I waited to have those because they did my next door neighbour's boiler. So you know, they know them as well. And they came in and did a really good job. So they've given me a quote, two quotes, in fact, for the boiler. I'm really pleased with both of them. So I think I might go for the combi boiler. Rather than just a new boiler. At the moment, because I haven't got any heating, I've still got hot water, and they did explain you have a combi boiler. I know this is boring. You won't if anything goes wrong, you don't have any hot water. Then I would have been in pieces. If I'd have had hot water for the last 10 days, I'd have been, oh no. It's been nearly 2 weeks, I think, actually. It'll be 2 weeks tomorrow that I've had no hot water, no heating in the house. So anyway, last night I was in bed, was all really happy because hopefully they're going to be doing the work at the weekend. And I woke up, and the house upstairs is quite warm. Once I'm in bed, it's quite warm. You know, I don't have any heating upstairs because obviously another radiator is working. And I woke up this morning probably about, I always wake up about 5:30. And I woke up and I thought, oh, my foot feels a bit weird. And my left foot was hanging out. I've got a habit of putting my foot out of the bed. Not literally, but, you know, not on the floor, but I mean, just like hanging there. And because it had been out there, obviously, a couple of hours, it was frozen. So my right foot was lovely and warm, and my left foot was frozen like a block of ice. So I've tried to put that foot onto my thigh. This is a pretty peculiar way to lay in bed. But what I've tried to do is put the sole of my foot onto my hot thigh, the opposite leg, not the same leg. Do you know what I mean? Am I describing this well? To warm up the sole of my feet using my own body heat. And it kind of worked. Then I got out of bed and I thought, oh, my foot. And I couldn't find my slippers. I mean, I never wear slippers. I always go barefoot because it's been so cold. And obviously, the floor's been freezing. So I walked around and then my foot started to get really, really, really cold again. And then I was like, what have you done? What is wrong with you, stupid old bat? This is how I'm talking to myself in the morning. What have you done with your own slippers? You don't know where they are. And then I walked around and for some reason, I put them down by the armchair. Out of the way. You can't see. I don't know why I did that. I don't know why they were there. But anyway, there we go. I haven't decided what to do with my old childhood toys. I've got two boxes which I bought back from my lockup, and I thought I'm going to get rid of one of them. One of them is, you know, she might be worth about 70 quid, 40 to 70 quid. And then I looked at her and I thought, oh, I feel really cruel. But I can't keep all these things. I'm just, there's no point. Because if I died tomorrow, somebody come in and just put me in skip, I'll be turning over in my grave. I'll be going, that's worth 75 quid to somebody. But she's in good condition. But I don't know. I wanted to go to a good home to be looked after. Do you know what I mean? So hopefully over the weekend I will have some heating. And you know, it's I have been sitting there. I've been lucky because I've got an electric blanket, and I have got an electric heater, which was about 20 quid or something. I've got two of those. But the electric blanket has been a godsend. I bought it about 2 years ago, and I think it costs about 30 pence for a couple of hours. And I put that on, and it gets quite warm. It does get quite warm, so it's been just to take the chill off, really. But I'll be pleased when I have... I'll be pleased when I have the heating back. It's getting in and out the shower. If you've got no heating, it's getting in the shower, and it's not the best shower anyway. And then you think, oh, I don't want to get in. And then you take your clothes off, get in the shower, and it's like, oh, this is nice and warm. I don't want to get out. Because you get out and it's freezing. And all the towels, I mean, the airing cupboard's not hot. So all the towels, even though you wash, they're damp. It's horrible. I don't want to give you an image of me in the shower. Now, I've been pretty good this week. I have treated myself to some very light balls of chocolate this morning, if you know that brand, Maltesers, because I just fancied a treat, because all this week I've been very good and having a fat-free yogurt, so I thought I'd treat myself today. And I've been really cutting back on the protein as well, you know, trying to eat more vegetables. That's what I've been doing. So I've treated myself to a coffee this morning as well. That cost me 3 quid. Shouldn't do that. Can you imagine if you bought that every day? If you buy a coffee every day, how much that is? I'll tell you what looks really good, just in while we're having this little chat this morning. If you're having problems saving, if you do, because people don't really save anymore, I don't think. I mean, back in my mum's day, people always had enough money so, you know, you could have something for maybe holidays and stuff. People don't tend to do that. And I think if a lot of people, if they lost their job tomorrow, they probably wouldn't have more than 3 months mortgage or rent there, because people just don't save like that anymore. But there is a really good thing going around again on TikTok, which is a little book, and inside it's 100 days saving. So out of the year you do 100 days of saving, and each day you save between £1 and £100. So obviously if you get a bit of money and you can put in 20 quid, you put the 20 quid in, you might put a pound in or 25. So it kind of works out. And you end up with about 5,020, something like that, 5,020 quid a year over the year that you've saved. And people said it's a good thing because you can see that you've actually saved the money in the book. So it's got these little tiny pockets, and then you just fill it up over the 100 days. So when you've got the little bit of money, you just put it in the different pockets and then mark it off. It's such a good idea. And also you could do it with pennies or something, or like 50, instead of having like, if you haven't got like, you know, the notes or anything, you could put different amounts in. And then save up maybe 500, you know, do it like that. It's a really good idea. Great for children, I think, and for adults, because you can actually see that, you know, at the end of the year, you know what's in, you know what you've got, which is, I think is really good. So I might get one. I don't know, though, because I'm not really, it's a bit cashless, isn't it, really? We're a bit of a cashless society. I don't agree with that. Sort of moan on. Here's Duran Duran. This is featuring Char with More Joy. Get involved with the show. Come and say hi on Messenger, Eat My Brunch on Facebook, and on TikTok and on Instagram.
Shudder and dream, the crying storm. Lightning strikes, a kiss between this world and yours. Whisper unseen, mystery train. Delirious scream like a night just broke refrain.
Everybody knows. community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St Francis Hospice, Brentwood Half.
Phoenix FM.
is Noel Gallagher, High Flying Birds. We're going to get there in the end. My nephew has named my new boiler Benny. He said, because the thing is, you know, when you, if you get a new kitchen or maybe a new bedroom or a wardrobe or just something at home, new telly, and you go, your friends come over and you go, oi, have a look at this. And they go, oh, that's lovely. But with a new boiler, you can't really do that. But he said, if you name it Benny, and then when people come over, you can go, come and see Benny. And people go, oh, who's Benny? You go, that's my combi boiler. And it cost me a lot of money. So I want you to stand there and look at the boiler. And it's not the most exciting thing, I admit, but it's not like having a new fireplace or carpet or anything, but I'm going to make sure when people come over, if I have any visitors come over, they will go into the kitchen. I'll be like, have a look at the cupboard in there, open the door, that's my new boiler, my combi boiler, have a look at that. And I'm going to make people stand there, and maybe I might even start doing a toast to the boiler, because it's costing a lot of money, and I want, you know, it's not quite the same. You know, if you said to somebody, well, I spent money and I went abroad and I've been away and this is my holiday, have a look at my pictures on my phone. People are desperately don't want to see that. But but I think I'm going to do that. Benny the boiler. And people will have to come in and worship and go, oh, look at that boiler. Oh, isn't it lovely? I think that the heating guy said, boilers are now bigger. I said, well, how much bigger are they? I said, well, I need to get an extra cupboard. But they reckon they'd be able to fit it in that cupboard. The only thing is, I've got granite work surfaces. Sounds very posh, but I bought two. There's actually a place in Essex where you can buy odds and ends. So I bought black granite years ago, when I had a very cheap kitchen put in, which is falling to pieces. You pay for what you get. But the granite was good. But I got it in sections from like a yard type thing. Where they sell granite. It was the odd bits because the kitchen's so small, so I got a really good deal on it, but it's slightly, it's black, but it's slightly mismatched. But they can't go through from underneath upwards. They have to go from the top down because they can't get through the granite. I know it's boring. I just have to tell you because you're spending a lot of money. Do you know what I mean? I want people to appreciate my boiler. Be very careful in Brentwood at the moment. There are a lot of phone thefts. It happened to one of my friends this week in Brentwood, in their business. So make sure that your phones are not left on the desk. You don't turn around when you've got anybody that's in your premises that you don't know, because it's so quick. And also make sure you do back your phones up. I've been guilty of this myself, but I have actually got my phone sort of backed up and details and everything else. And make sure you've got your security on, and you can also put a track in on it. It's something sometimes you forget to do, and then your phone goes, and you're like, my whole life was on there. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what. So make sure you do back it up. But be very careful, because there are thieves out there that will just come into your shop, lean over the desk while you turn your back, and they've got your phone, and they're out the shop, and that's it. It's terrible that people are driven to do this. Not driven to do this. You know what's right and wrong. Don't steal from other people. That's it, isn't it, really? I mean, to me, what would I do? People who'd steal your phones or break into your house or break into your car, I would say you've got a mandatory sentence of 5 years. Goodbye. That's it. On an island somewhere. Yeah, but don't have me. Don't vote for me to be in local council. Mind you, I do a lot better than Thurrock are doing at the moment. Here are Steps, What the Future Holds, Michelle Empower.
One more teardrop, the surface tension breaks. And if the surface tension breaks, then I will.
Stuck in quicksand, I think of us, I think.
have some new tunes. Some fresh, lively tunes I think we should have. I'm really loving this. This is Stefan Mahendra, and this is called Would You Be Mine? Independent music. Gorgeous.
Lately I've been losing myself in you, babe. But I don't mind, cause I know it better as two. I don't wanna go another day on without your love. Oh baby, be mine, would you be mine? Can I be the one to love you for the rest of time? Would you be mine? Anyone said, cause I know love is true. I don't wanna go another day without your love. Oh baby, would you be mine? Would you be mine?
Would you be mine?
Can I be the
to join in at the end. Linda Michelle. Oh, I love that song so much. I'll just join in. Could you be mine? Could you be mine? Oh, I was there for that one. I love it. That is Stefan Mahendra, and you'll find all the details of him online. Just check it out. What a beautiful song. I love my soul stuff. Some great music is starting to come through now because it is coming towards the middle of January. We've had all the Christmas songs. They are out of the way, and now we're back in with some cracking music.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Now let's check out the traffic and the travel for you this morning. Brook Street roundabout is flowing very nicely, heading down the A1023, not much of a problem. Bit busy around Shenfield Station, always is along that section. Heading on the A12 up towards Chelmsford, you've got a clear run. Brook Street roundabout down towards Lakeside is clear, and coming back through the tunnel, no problems at all. Heading up towards the M11, it's nice and clear, so the roads are not a problem at the moment. Let's have something a little bit up tempo. Here is the Communards with Never Can Say Goodbye. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, I feel like dancing really fast to that, but I can't, so I'm just sat in the chair. In my head, my mind's willing, the body is not, but I'm like, yay! And I was thinking, oh, yeah, I can have a dance to that in my chair. I'm just sat here. I've taken my gloves off. Where are my gloves? Let me put my gloves back on. I'm loving these fingerless gloves. Well done, Nancy, for buying these. I'm, yeah, they're bright pink and they're just so nice and toasty. Let me put them back on. It's very nice. Oh, I don't want to get any muck on them. They do smell of petrol, though. I had to fill the car up this morning. Oh, gosh, how much is petrol? It costs a lot of money. Put diesel in your car. Or, oh, gosh, it just makes you feel ill. Another thing that's making me feel ill, I just saw this story in the paper, only because James Whale, who's one of my radio heroes, who's now an MBE as well. Well done. Congratulations, James. I've been following him for years, and he follows me, actually, on my social. Thank you very much. Big fan of James Whale from when he had his TV show back in the day. He's now on he's on talk radio. He does talk TV with him and Ash, and I think he's just great. He's a lovely bloke off air, apparently, and I know he moans on about stuff and all the rest of it, and he's very confrontational, not as bad as he used to be, but it's great radio. You know, it's just great radio. Anyway, but he's just put up about a glass of people trying to dictate about a large glass of wine. I was like, what's happening? What do you mean, last glass of wine? So I've had a look. It's got here, say goodbye to your large glass of wine. Getting pubs and bars to kill 250 milliliter measures would lead to an 8% drop in sales, find scientists who argue no amount of booze is safe. Now, we are big drinkers in the UK. I don't think we used to be big drinkers. I mean, there would be other countries that would be much more than us, but I think over the last sort of 20-30 years we have become big drinkers, really big drinkers in the UK. And I mean, back in the day, my mum and dad had a little bar at home which I never drank out of, and all the alcohol was off. But you had to go to a pub, and if you were younger, say like in your 20s, you would get maybe a bottle of vodka and some Diet Coke before you went out, possibly. You know, possibly, because it was a bit cheaper. But a lot of the times, you couldn't afford really to drink too much when you're out. And I used to drink lager when I was, getting into my late teens, when you really start experimenting, I think, with alcohol. But the thing is, with these large glasses of wine, and it used to, I was saying about this a couple of months ago, one of those large glasses of wine, you've got to be careful that you can actually drive. I mean, if I have a large glass of wine, I would have eaten during the meal, and then I have some soft drinks. You just can't have more than one, because it's massive, and it depends how it affects your body. I can have a large glass of wine. My body can handle wine quite well, which is a bit unfortunate. Yeah, they're thinking about removing the big glass of wine. You've got to let people just get on with it. I mean, if you reduce it, people are just going to have two glasses. Yeah, we are drinking too much. Everyone in the UK is probably drinking too much alcohol. And there are organisations that can help. And when you think about somebody as an alcoholic, it isn't somebody who drinks in the morning. It's somebody that might drink during the day or have a bottle of wine a day. You know, that can be you think about it, it's when you start, you know, I've often opened up the recycling bin to put bottles in and had to sort of drop the bottles gently into the bin because I'm so embarrassed by the noise that it makes when you open it up and you drop all the bottles in. Very easy to get through a bottle of wine. Very, very easy. A bit too easy. I've moved on to red, which I'm hoping is going to sort of curb it a little bit. Because drinking white wine and rosé, I can just guzzle. Red wine, I've got to sip it a bit more. But yeah, they might be getting rid of the big glasses in the pubs. That would be terrible, wouldn't it? That would be terrible. I think you need to make your own mind up what you want to do. If you want to drink a large glass of wine or beers or whatever you want, it's up to you, isn't it? And if you don't want to drink, then you don't. That's it. Anyway, 10:47, let's not go on about it. It's a wonderful world, isn't it, in general? We're lucky.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under-16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 012 77 714 77 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
This is the JoJo Man Band. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM on this cold Friday.
Used to live inside my head and shout at passing buses, contemplate reality, and how it was all rubbish. Isolated in a world and caught up in delusion. I was one with everything, and this was my conclusion. Maybe it's all true. Glad I've been through. My advice for those who pray is do not wish your life away. Knowing everything is fine, but you may also lose your mind. Maybe it's all true. Glad I've been through. We'll be right back.
such a great track by Nick, and you can find out more about the JoJo Man Band online. I've got my gloves back on. I'm feeling not too bad. Let me put my sleeves down. It's still a little bit cold. These make a difference. Fingerless gloves, honestly, they make so much difference. I keep my hands nice and warm. My hands are a little bit dry. I said that yesterday. A bit, me knuckles are a bit crunchy. That's never a good look, is it? It's never a good look. Right, let's have some more music. Here is Rick Astley. This is Forever and More.
You came into my life like a hurricane, blowing all the grief away like a storm. You were bad, but you were good. You never did the things you should. And you were wrong, but you were right. You said we only get one life, and I said you were much too much. You drove me crazy, much too much. Too much for me. Like the summer goes at the end of September. Gone, gone, gone. Like the snowfall at the end of spring. Now you're out of my life 'cause I did you wrong. It's something that you'll always remember. And now you're gone, gone, gone. Forever and more. To leave the party, and you were always first to say I'm in. You were good and you were bad. You failed me but you drove me mad. Yeah, you were right and I was wrong, and I never felt something so strong. And I said you were much too much. You drove me crazy, much too much, too much for me. And now I regret it. Gone, 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 like the summer goes at the end of September. Gone, 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 like the snowfall at the end of spring. Now you're out of my life 'cause I did you wrong. It's something that you'll always remember. Summer goes at the end of September. Gone, gone, gone.
What a great track by Rick Astley. He's got loads of tour dates coming out. We're going to be heading up towards the news and Vampire Weekend. They're going to be taking us there.
baby, baby, right on, baby, 88 light on, baby, 88 light on, baby, 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 right on, time, 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 baby, 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 right on, time.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.